Welcome. The topic today is telework. Our guest is Scott Overmeyer, the author of the recent report, Implementing Telework, Lessons from 4 Federal Agencies. It was published by the IBM Center for the Business of Government. The report's insights are designed to help federal agencies successfully implement the 2010 Telework Enhancement Act that expands telework opportunities for over 1 million federal workers. But the insights are also relevant to states and localities aiming to increase their use of telework. Dr. Overmeyer is the former director of the Masters of Science in Information Systems program at Baker College in Michigan, and he's currently a professor at Nazarbayev University in Kazakhstan, where he joins us today by Skype. Professor Overmeyer, thank you for joining us, and start us off, if you would, with a basic building block of this conversation, which is to define telework. I think of it as working outside the office, such as from home. Is that correct?
Yes, that's pretty much it. Anytime you're away from the office for one or more days per week, it's classified, especially in the federal government, and I suppose everywhere else, as telework.
I know that one study you mentioned in your report calculates that the federal government could save nearly $3.8 billion each year with expanded use of telework. How would you describe the benefits of telework?
The benefits for employees are, things like flexibility, better work-life balance, or worse if it's not managed properly. For the Fed, they can save money on commuting costs, on real estate costs, on downtime. It turns out that people take fewer sick days when they work at home because they tend to work whether they're sick or not rather than coming into the office. There are any number of benefits that the federal government can reap from this.
You point out that a main barrier to expanded use of telework is managers' traditional focus, whether it's in the public sector or private, on face time in the office. In other words, equating being in the office with being productive. Tell us more about that.
Yes, that's true. A lot of managers still feel that if you're out of sight, out of mind, if you're not in the office where they can be directly viewed, that workers are inherently somehow not capable of doing work without being directly supervised. Now, we know that this isn't true, and teleworkers tend to actually be more productive, although they do tend to work in spurts. So you might work for a couple hours and then go have something to eat or go outside for a while and then come back in and work more intensely, though, because of the ability to be flexible and to take breaks and do so forth.
You present 10 recommendations in your report, one of which is that agencies need to develop effective performance measures. Tell us about the link between performance management and telework.
Well, part of overcoming management resistance is the idea that how do we really take a look at and measure productivity if we can't watch somebody? And in fact, when people are in the office, how do we know just because they're in their cubicle that they're doing effective work and being productive? Well, we don't, as a matter of fact. So, for telework, since we have the added complication of the employee being out of sight as well, the only way to really manage performance is to measure it. And so effective measures of performance is key in order to get overcoming this management resistance. And it's also key to making a successful telework program, especially when, taxpayer money is involved and so forth, because it's much easier to convince the public that telework is effective if you can show them the numbers and actually reduce costs. And so we need to measure productivity as a primary metric to provide a baseline for measuring productivity overall in the organization.
And can you give us an example of an agency that successfully used telework?
There is a government agency that employs a lot of lawyers in the patent office. And one way they measure performance is by the number of patent examinations completed over a period of time. It's a very easy thing to measure. When they complete a patent examination, there's a unit of measure right there. And so while some activities are more difficult to measure than others, there are plenty of activities like this one that are very easy to measure. And so, you know, actually these patent attorneys have been working remotely for a number of years.
Another one of your recommendations is that to make telework successful, managers should embrace a more proactive and inclusive management style. Take the proactive part first, if you would, and tell us why.
Managers in general find it very easy to manage people that they can see. They can tell them what to do right then. If they have a thought, they can make off-the-cuff requests and so forth if a person is right in front of them. When they're out of sight, when they're, you know, working remotely, managers have to be more proactive about the way they manage, because not everyone is going to be teleworking, for example. So managers have to make sure that department meetings and so forth include the teleworker by video teleconferencing means, and they have to make sure that the teleworker still feels an integral part of the business unit for which they're working. And this involves a proactive management approach where they actually have to sit down and figure out how they're going to make these things happen. And that's a bit different than just coming to work and being a manager and surveying your domain and assigning tasks.
So teleworkers will be connected to the office by email and by phone. But what you're saying is that managers need to do more, including likely doing more planning ahead with teleworkers about their tasks and their focus.
Yes, because that old adage that I mentioned first, out of sight, out of mind, even if teleworkers are being productive, there are organizational and communication-related constructs that have to be attended to, like inclusion, like I was mentioning, being a member of the organizational unit, being able to fully participate in their job with their colleagues and collaborate. And even though teleworkers tend to be very good at working alone, but they really need to maintain their presence in the unit or they can be forgotten about. And then when promotions and so forth come around, sometimes they're left out in the cold.
The second part of your recommendation is an inclusive management style, not only for teleworkers, but for the entire organization. Tell us more about that.
If one is to maintain a teleworker, as I was mentioning, is an integral part of the business unit, it's very important that managers take a management style that reaches out to teleworkers especially. And then if you're going to do that, reaching out to all employees becomes kind of second nature. It follows from the activities of being inclusive about how teleworkers participate in the workplace.
Okay, I will post the report by Professor Overmeyer on the blog. It has case studies from four federal agencies: the Defense Information Systems Agency, the FDIC, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and the National Institutes of Health. Scott Overmeyer, thank you very much for sharing with us your insights about making telework work and for being so far our longest distance Gov Innovator interview. Thanks a lot.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for contacting me.